other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Jerome, of course, he's got to leave in about 4 or 5 minutes. He's got another interview coming up. And again, I've been covering the whole field here, throwing stuff at him, but finishing up with solutions. I guess the solution is the truth, as you said, and knowing what their plans are, bankrupting America. How do you expect things to go? Sure, people are waking up, but the power structure is accelerating things. In your gut, how do you see things ending? And in your gut, are you the most concerned you've ever been?
I'm the most concerned I've ever been. And we're going to have a series of crises that are produced that the only solution offered is more government control by both parties, Democrats and Republicans alike. This is where the Tea Party has got to recognize that the Republican Party is not necessarily a natural home for a conservative movement. And it's not only exposing the truth, which we got to do, but it's exposing the hypocrisy of the socialists, the communists, the Obamas. Obama lives, he's talking about, the rich don't pay their fair share. Well, Obama's living a life that would make most kings and queens in history pale in comparison to the privileges he gives himself and his family. We've got to expose this. Al Gore does not live a carbon efficient life. None of these people. Michael Moore is protected by weapons, as is Nancy Pelosi, as is Senator Feinstein, and Chuck Schumer. All these people go into a federal building to work all day, where you go through a metal detector and there's guards all over the place to protect them. The hypocrisy is what exposes the New World Order, the lies and the hypocrisy. And the crises are what I'm concerned about, because the capability of producing. Now, people got to understand the power pivot theory, that the engineered bankruptcy that we're in, this expansion of the entitlement programs, is a plan. It's a plan to cause capitalism to crumble so people will give up freedom.
And then they blame capitalism when we've left capitalism, and this is crony fascist socialism.
Removal of God from everywhere. This is a major theme. The school in which the kid who's on psychiatrically prescribed drugs, playing all day video games at his home, comes into that school. You couldn't even use the word God in that school without being arrested.
But then Obama would pray once it came time. They still give us the old thing every once in a while, like it's a treat they give us to then punch our buttons. It's all masterfully done. And you get back to that. When you remove God, the devil comes in. It's funny, all these killers, they're not atheists, they're devil worshipers.
Play the God theme like music on, an organ to get our emotions going. So we say, oh, isn't it horrible? We've got to get the guns out of the schools. No, you've got to get armed guards in the schools. You got to get these kids so the teachers and the teachers' union, who don't want to spend any time dealing with problem children, can't just send them off to a psychiatrist and give them Ritalin or Prozac or some other.
Well, look, I'll say this. It'd be better to put kids in a boot camp to get their butts kicked than assault them with Prozac and Ritalin that literally destroys their hearts and brains and organs. And, again, that's the problem. When I did stuff wrong, I got my butt whipped. The coaches whipped my butt. They'd make me run till I threw up. And thank God they did, or I'd have probably been in prison. These kids need discipline. And the social engineers, Dr. Spock and all them, they bragged. They knew. They knew what they were doing.
They knew exactly what they're doing. This is no longer freedom. It's no longer producing character. It's about control, producing control. So those in power, the teachers union, the socialists running the Democratic Party, they control everyone. And whenever they want more control or more power, they create a crisis. They, a bunch of people are killed. People are starving. They bring out God, roll out God for 20 minutes. Barack Obama's not going to let God be on the horizon. Watch how many times he refers to God in the second inaugural.
No, he says we are not a Christian nation. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. The battle for the Republic is now. Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
Thank you, Alex. Keep up the fight.
I will, sir. You too. We'll be right back with masses of key information. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've had listeners begging for this more than anything I've probably ever seen. And because I know at a sick level it's entertaining, but it's also revealing. And the incredible thing is we sit here and talk about them, and then they still call in. But some of them have a halfway valid point. They go, look, I don't like Mitt Romney. I know he's evil. I know Obama's evil. He's a lesser of two evils. But those are people that have, in my view, a fallacy in their understanding. And they don't understand what we're saying, but when you get real Obama supporters calling in, they say, you're racist, you're bad, basically the talking points, but they really believe it. I mean, they're freaked out, they're mad, they think I'm trying to keep them from some wonderful world under collectivism, under the eugenicist. Because this isn't just collectivism, it's eugenics-run collectivism. But see, all collectivism in the last 200 years has been eugenics run, because the British government ran this big empire and they made a big study on record with a whole bunch of different scientists. That's why all the major scientists came out of eugenics the last 160 years. We cover this in the film Endgame. It's free online, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And it's the key to understanding what's happening, that they wanted to domesticate people. And basically create a false reality, create an artificial system where you can't think outside that box and never escape, because they want that control box so they can reduce your numbers. And people say, well, they haven't done a very good job of it. There are different paths and different forces in the world. That's the thing. The globalists aren't all powerful. They will be if they get that global technocracy in place, which they're really pushing for. They could easily fail. They failed before. They admit they're behind. That's why they're working so hard right now. And some of you will go, well, there are too many people. Have you seen how dumb the general public is? Okay, but you need to understand something. Yes, there's truth to some of the eugenics argument. And I've never really talked about this on air because it's such a complex issue, and I want to make a whole film about it. But when you really look at it, they've been there sabotaging things all the way, doing things that actually increase the population and increased the population's systems, forms of their systems, to where it was more destructive on the environment. It's incredibly complex. In fact, I shouldn't even have gotten off into all this, because the point is they're trying to dumb people down, and they want more dumb people than smart people until they get control, and then they're going to wipe almost everybody out. It's all divide and conquer. It's all play nation states off against each other, races, religions off against each other. It's all a destabilization program. I forgot to get Corsi's take on Benghazi. We set him back up next week for 30 minutes just on Benghazi. I forgot to get to that. The point is that it all goes back to eugenics. And, you know, the government is attacking and going after smart people. You have to understand that eugenics is sold to yuppies and to intelligentsia, like, hey, there's too many dumb people and they cost too much money. Let's go ahead and abort all their kids and get rid of them. You know, it's the humane thing to do. Let's tell people we're liberals. We're really eugenicists. Okay, we'll do that. No, I understand. Act non-threatening. Exactly. Sneak up on them. All right, let's do that. Meanwhile, the entire system, as if that isn't bad enough, is really targeted at smart people who aren't part of the power structure, or a surplus of smart people, or a surplus of aggressive people who they use to project their force, but who they fear. So like a cannon after a war, they decommission and spike and cut up into pieces and melt down. They do that to our military after they've used you. And now they're just going towards robots and drones where you're not even needed. And then they write books. You know, the heads of the big computer companies write books and articles in Wired Magazine how they're doing it to you. I mean, it's not my opinion is what's frustrating about this. I would have rather gone in the last 100 years, truly industrialized the third world equitably to try to build up a system, have technology export that actually built up the first world while empowering the third world. You know, basically no federal welfare, only local welfare. I mean, because I've studied economic systems at work, but those systems create high education, true education, not indoctrination. Notice the more education we get, the dumber we get, the more ignorant. Again, I said I'd take Obama calls, and I just go off into a trillion different issues. It's I really want good things for humanity. I really have studied history. And it's not hard. It's not like I have my opinion about what works and they have their opinion about what works. They don't want collectivism to empower you. They want collectivism so they have you under their control, paying your electric bill and paying for your tiny house, your Agenda 21 jail cell, so that they can dictate you're going to take shots that are going to actuary when you die to kill you early, and so they can fully control your life and use you and expend you as a cog, because they are a religion, the priest of power. Their whole religion is about organizing groups of people. And I don't like it. And I don't like them. I mean, these globalists are very, very sick people. And it is the ultimate sin in the British Commission on Population. I'm going to give the number out only for Obama supporters here in a moment. They can call in on their Obama phones. I'll just go ahead and give the number out now, because I'll keep pontificating and the whole hour will go by and I got a bunch of news to get to and some incredible videos we're going to premiere. One of them is absolutely amazing. I hope you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, but for radio listeners, it'll be posted later this afternoon at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to get it out to everybody. to be the featured video on the YouTube channel, and it'll be in HD at prisonplanet.tv. You know, how am I going to save the fluoride heads that have probably had 150 shots in their life? You know, let's say an average 30-year-old inner-city woman, black, white, Hispanic, probably had 150 shots on average, been drinking higher levels of fluoride. They've done national studies where in the minority areas it's a lot higher because they're putting it even higher in your area. And that's how actuaried out this is, folks. And the people of the water district don't ask questions. They're just told, distribute it this way. That's why some have blown the whistle. See, I was able 5 years ago to start beating the drum about how they're adding radioactive isotopes in the so-called sodium fluoride from the phosphate mines. It's toxic waste they'd have to store, so they make you pay for it. Some cities, millions a year, like Austin. And I knew in the studies that the stuff they buy out of Florida, the stuff they buy out of Colorado, the stuff they buy out of Mongolia, China, is full of 5 or 6 different radioactive isotopes. I mean, you want kidney cancer? You want bladder cancer? Baby, get ready. I mean, in some studies, it gives you over 50 times chance of getting, and that's why that's all off the chart. So I just get up here, did reports, talked about it, read the ingredients. Took me probably 30, 40 times talking about it to get suddenly local newscasts all over the country. You can look these up. Would go and would stick a Geiger counter up against the pipes, and they would just go off the chart, and the government spun it. Oh, it must be radiation in the aquifer, which is true. They're mining limestone for phosphates, where they then take the toxic waste derivative and put it in our water. It's the same thing that's in some of the aquifers, but in very low levels. So see, their spin, I tried my hardest to make sure you wouldn't get killed, but I can't. I can't help you. Because they're just going to hit you with a disinfo off. The feds all come in. It turned out Rick Perry made it secret. As soon as I started exposing it, signed an executive order. In fact, it was an executive directive to keep the findings, because the state started investigating when I talked about it, and Perry just put an order on it, blocking it out. Then folks blew the whistle inside. See, they're good people in government and corporations. They just don't have intelligence. And by intelligence, I don't mean native electrochemical intelligence in their cerebral cortex. I mean they don't know. They would never give people radioactive isotopes. So they hear me. They go, this guy's crazy. They go stick a Geiger counter up to it and to a bag of fluoride coming in out of China. And it's you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 times. I mean, it's pegging the meters. It's Chernobyl. And now you see the newscast, yeah, our water's radioactive in Austin. We don't know why. Oh, don't worry about it. Our water all outside Austin, oh, it's radioactive in Houston. It's radioactive in San Antonio. It's all over the country radioactive. Even when you're not even getting it from aquifers, they're like, well, how is this happening? We're getting it out of a lake. They're adding it. They're adding it. And it's on record they're adding it. I mean, if a cop pulls me over for no reason, if I said they're putting radiation in your water, you'll go, I don't care. Here's a ticket. I mean, it's like, how do you, and it's the same thing with Obama supporters. I get up here and criticize Obama. They think I'm saying I'm for Mitt Romney. No, the fix was in like a Don King boxing match that's the winner. That's the puppet. That's the guy. That's what he's going to do. And then, but then they still tear down liberty by having Romney claim he's for good things so that can be discredited through fraud so he won't defend it. So, see, then it forces you to defend Romney when he's saying, no, small businesses did build America. But he's still a bad guy, but I'm forced to defend him. And then you hear that, and you go, oh, you're defending Romney. Listen, I'm not defending Romney when I tell you there's radiation being put in your water, radioactive isotopes. See, this is what's so crazy about this, is can you grasp that in your brains if you're an Obama supporter or if you're a right-winger or whatever? Do you understand the fix is in? Do you get that through your head? The system wants to suck the energy out of you while they get ready to go to the next wave robotic system. They don't need us anymore. They say, you used to be cheap, life used to be cheap, now you're a negative. And Brzezinski, in a speech he gave a few months ago, you can pull it up, said, I saw it even quoted in the news, he said 20 years ago, to paraphrase, we find the exact quote, he goes, it was easier to just spend $1 million or $1 billion to brainwash people to follow what you said. Now it's just cheaper to kill them. See, this is what I'm trying to get across to you folks. You're under attack. 800, I'll give the number out when we come back. 800-259-9231, Obama supporters.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into.
Yeah, if you type in radioactive isotopes found in water supplies, you'll see newscasts all over the country. And guys, also type in, as I mentioned, it's been a while since I covered this. Type in Rick Perry covered up radiation water, or Rick Perry ordered radiation and water cover up. And again, my point is, we're able to get a story out and go, by the way, they're putting radiation and, you know, radioactive isotopes in your water. We're able to get that out, but then they just give it a cover story. I mean, we know where it's coming from, and they have all these investigations. Where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? And they've got enough globalist managers out there that no newscast ever said, oh, it's in the bag of fluoride right here. When it's in government studies and state studies and federal studies, it's all known. And see, that's an example. You will take vaccines from government-controlled hospitals with a government that's been caught testing. Everybody knows about syphilis in black people because it was a big deal and came out. But I mean, there's like thousands of studies, thousands of things like that. Black, white, you name it. I mean, Obama is a globalist, New World Order, eugenicist. They all are. The point is they're going to use the leftist takeover of collectivism to get control of you so they can put whatever they want in your body. Obama supporters, 800-259-9231, they are feeling good right now. They're celebrating everywhere. The government's their friend. They've got a big ego now. They're under the dark wings of the New World Order. And let's talk to Mac in New Hampshire, who's an Obama supporter. Some of these will be sarcastic. Go ahead, Mac.
Hey, why not, Alex? I mean, think about it. You sell gold for the New World Order, so why can't I support Obama?
Okay, so I guess that's it. I'm convicted. I sell gold for the New World Order.
Who owns all the gold? The Rothschilds, right?
They own a lot of it, but they're trying to drive down the price of it and hoard it. They actually openly, all the big mega banks and people want to keep gold down. So while they buy it, they're always bad mouthing it. And I told people buy gold at $260 an ounce, and you know then it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. I mean, I personally believe in gold and silver. I guess everything I do is bad. Huh? So that's why you support Obama.
I'm not saying everything you do is bad.
No, hold on. No. It's a moral equivalency. You're saying, I support Obama, I guess because you think he gives you something free. I guess that's the message. And then you're saying, I'm immoral, I sell gold, when I have a sponsor, Midas Resources, where I get my gold, who has great deals on it, so that when the fiat currency goes belly up, people are prepared. See, I sell things I believe in to fund my operation because I try to be a moral person. So whatever I think's really hot, like ProPure water filters, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, or Midas Resources, Franks or whatever. I promote the bullion. Even though sponsorship-wise, I could make more if I promoted the numismatics, and there are some good deals on that. It's just hard to really know what you're doing. I promote bullion. Even though I have sponsors knocking my doors down to promote numismatics with 200% markups that other talk show hosts promote all day. Do you hear me do that? No, you don't. But the point is, so why do you like Obama? Tell, we've heard how I'm evil. Okay, I'm bad. Now, you tell us, you're in charge, aren't you? You kind of feel good about this big government right now, don't you?
Well, I look at it this way. One way or the other, I don't care. What's Obama going to do that any other president hasn't done already to us?
Exactly. You're like, I'm old. I'm getting my government money. Yeah, I'm just going to laugh at it, and that gives me power over it.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Every other president, right, has screwed up. Am I right?
No. Since they murdered Kennedy and they were good and bad and he wasn't perfect, we've been run by foreign banks. So things are getting progressively worse. The president's a puppet. See, I can't get that through to you. We're in a foreign takeover. Do you know what they've done in Greece and places? They're going to do that here. You understand, you're going to end up not getting your money, your Social Security, down this road.
Let me ask you this. If you think any president was ever good, right, then how come you never mentioned on your radio show that the Constitution was suspended in 1933 and no one's ever resuspended it? How come you never mentioned that to anybody?
That's in my films, the Emergency Powers Act of 1933. And that's when they put us under emergency, and that every year they reenact the emergency, and that we've had martial law since then as a beachhead, and that they've been slowly turning the heat up. Back then we were about a number one at martial law on the Richter scale. Now we're about a 7.5. I've written articles about it, so I guess you must have missed that show.
Right, and do you ever tell anybody that we live under corporations, we don't live under a government?
But wait a minute, I talk about this constantly. You must be missing the show, but wait a minute. Why do you like Obama? Just because you think you're going to get more goodies? I mean, why do you support Obama?
Of course not. He's not going to do anything more than any other president has ever done.
Are you kidding? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFO absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Masses of key news, intel, and information at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, remember to send the links to articles on to friends and family to wake them up. Texas man arrested for filming cop. Officer says, I need to see ID in case this ends up on YouTube, and arrest him for filming. That video is up at InfoWars.com. TSA denies using drone at Vikings Packers game. Does not comment on roaming Viper agents. Unbelievable. Washington Free Beacon reports radiation leak at Iran's nuke site. That is just some of the news. I want to go back to the Obama supporters. You know, that's what I found. They just have an arrogance. And he's all right. And they like how he talks. And they like his baloney. Will you cue up? I forgot to tell you this. The Obama clip where he pledged not to raise taxes on payroll taxes or any other taxes on people below $250,000 a year. Because there's like 14 different new taxes, fines, fees, and I was covering it yesterday, 14 different ones out of the new Congress that he robo-signed yesterday. And $12 billion in cuts, I mean, that's a joke. They want to bankrupt us. They're not screwing up in Washington. Let's go ahead. I should have played this for that Obama supporter. I mean, do you like being lied to? And they go, that's just the way I'll do it. Well, why the Democrats get so upset about drones and killing and wars? Yeah, I got upset when Bush was doing it. I'm upset now, you know? Because, see, that's being done in my name, and my tax money is going to do that. So I feel responsible. So, I feel bad about it. I can't control some Prozac head who stole guns from mommy and goes and kills people. The folks that put them on the drugs in the schools, the people that push all this and know it's going to happen, I don't like them. They're the ones that helped this happen. But I'm not guilty for Adam Lanza because I want to protect my family and my Second Amendment birthright. Well, let me tell you something. I do share some of the blame for not doing enough to stop these wars and things. And then just to watch you Democrats who would get so upset about Bush because it was just moral power for you. Now when Obama does it, you love it. I see them defend it. I put a video out showing kids Obama killed with drones, and they were like, good, kill him. They were real Democrats. I mean, you're just sick. You think you're on a winning team when Obama is a front man for a guy putting fluoride in your drinking water. Putting cancer viruses in your vaccine. You're like, I've been doing it a long time. You are living in fantasy land. I'm going to move quickly here through Obama supporters, 800-259-9231. Then we've got our answer to demand a plan that's going to premiere here. It's pretty powerful, audio and video, and it'll be posted in the next few hours at Infowars.com for the radio listeners. Obama supporter listening on 90.1 FM in Austin. Go ahead. Oh, wait. Put them on hold. I forgot we have a station owner or manager who wanted to say something about Obama. I apologize. I'm out of control. I'm doing stuff during the breaks is the problem. Greg, I think his name is Lesher, operates 1540 AM KYAH. Yeah, 540. I'm so out of my mind, folks. Operates 540. You know what it is? We got to move this TV closer to me with the calls because I got good eyes. But since we put it on a smaller monitor, I mean, my eyes are going. I've always had like 20/15 vision, and I can't read this. Greg operates 540 AM KYAH, another one of our great affiliates across the United States. Greg, what is your take today, sir, on all this?
Okay, are you, you're sitting down, I hope.
I am sitting down, sir.
Okay. You know, when a forest fire gets going, what the best way that they fight it is create a backfire so they can burn up all the fuel. And they've done that with this birth certificate malarkey. Okay. It doesn't matter where the man was born. He could have been born on the high seas. He understands this. But in order to qualify to be a candidate for the United States president, or to be the president, you have to have natural-born citizens, both parents. And even according to the United Nations laws, because his father was a British citizen, he is a British citizen himself.
Now, yes, he's a dual citizen. I knew that. No, I knew that, and it's never gotten attention. And the laws when he was born said you had to have both parents be citizens who were actually born here. They've since, I believe, changed the law going from memory. But no, he is illegitimate, and they used the whole thing about where is he really from as a distraction.
Yeah, no, the laws are not changed. You have to be a natural-born citizen, or your parents at least have to be naturalized citizens both of them. It's in the Constitution. Okay? That's the way it is.
No, you're right, but I believe at the time that was the law, and you're right, it's in the Constitution. I think they claim they have a law that changed it, but you're right. It's in the Constitution. You can't do that without a constitutional convention.
Well, that's why they got this artificial birth certificate. So, you know, born. But that's not the issue. The issue isn't where he was born. It doesn't matter. As long as both your parents are citizens, you can be born on the high seas. You could be born in space. You are a natural born citizen. What we're talking about here is a native born, and that has nothing to do with the law. You have to be a natural born citizen. And here's what's happened. He has already served his 4 years. Now, we're in a critical time period, very critical, because tomorrow the Congress sits down and they go ahead with the election, accept it. Now, here's the deal. A quo warranto action has been started with the Attorney General, And people need to get behind this and get overnight letters to their senators tonight, today, before the post office closes. And they need to, what they need to do is they need to go to teamlaw.net. There's a newsflash, call to action. Click on that. Read the article. Zane Gray, we actually did the one who started this call warrant to action. And Team Law, Eric Madsen there at Team Law, has actually quo warranto judges numerous times and got them off the bench. They understand how.
No, I'm aware of that. And again, John McCain was born on a ship in the Panama Canal, but both his parents were known to be U.S. citizens. So obviously he's a citizen. It's not where you're born. It's that you have parents that are both born in the United States. And it's the same thing. And you're right. That's been looked into. It was part of England when he was born, and so his supposed dad, that makes him a British citizen.
And up till now, nobody's done. They've investigated what has been done, and nothing has been brought into the proper venue until now. And once this gets started, and once these people send these things to their senators, in Washington, because that's where they are right now, and overnight them. Your listeners, we could create truckloads of these, and the attorney general will be flooded with these. The attorney general's job is basically done, okay? Because even if he refuses to proceed with this, Zane Gray, who started this, becomes the special prosecutor for the United States, and then it becomes the United States against Barack Obama. That's what the court document will read. And it will begin the quo warranto action, and there is no way that Obama can get out of it because he cannot argue the fact that he's already said his father was from Kenya. He's a Kenyan. Okay? The
British. Well, let me ask you this. What are people, waking up there in Delta, Utah, to what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. We just had a two-hour program. We had Eric Madsen with Team Law, and by the way, Eric Madsen will be on with Butch Paw tonight on Call to Decision. We had a two-hour meeting, and Zane Gray was on there. We talked about this in great detail. I will actually send you that two-hour program if you want to put it on your website so people can listen to this. And, I mean, it's just fantastic. This is the time when we can stop the whole thing. We can get this man out of office because he is there. He will be going in there illegally, against the Constitution. He is not a citizen.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will... I'll get your name and number. We appreciate you carrying the show. And maybe we should get those guys on as well. God bless you, and I appreciate you calling in. I said I was going to go to Obama supporters here, but I wanted to hear from one of the station owners out there in Utah. Now, let's go back to Karen, now in Texas, an Obama supporter. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, it was the Republicans that put these toll roads into Austin, and... we were trying to fight that, and when I originally voted for Obama, we thought that he would keep us out of a war, okay? And we thought that maybe he was better than McCain. So now he ran against Mitt Romney. Well, they wouldn't let us vote for Ron Paul, and we didn't know who else to vote for. So what are we supposed to do?
No. See, this is a reasonable Obama supporter calling in. No, I get it. The Republicans run horrible people, so you don't have a choice. The point is Obama is really, really bad is my point, because he gets away with the wars. He gets away with the torture. He gets away with everything. And they don't use him to bring people together. They use him to create division, Karen. I appreciate your call. And look, we get obsessed with personalities. My point is that the Obama supporters that cheerlead for Obama and who really think he's like a movie star and go, and I'm like, listen, he's really bad. Oh, you just lost. That's who we're talking about. Those are people that are really dangerous because they're so stupid. And that's who we're wanting to talk to, I'll be honest with you. We had one earlier. Joe in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. First things first, I would just like everybody to research an 80s PSYOP created called Mind Wars and how InfoWars is a manifestation of that. Number two.
Obviously I use the term InfoWars.com to say the globalists use information, lies against us. We use truth against them. See, like the word propaganda just means information to get something political done you want. Black propaganda means lies. White propaganda means truth. Gray propaganda means spin. I use white propaganda. So I want to be clear about terms out there. When I talk about gun violence lowering after gun ownership increases, and I have the FBI statistics, that's white propaganda. Okay, so I want to be specific about that. Go ahead.
I understand that. And the message certainly used the term bear fruits. The message, the fruit that is bared from the message is certainly true. But what I'd like to point out is that you have to be careful. A lot of the times in the entertainment industry especially, 75% of the truth is reported, with 15% carefully...
Listen, I agree with you. Listen, we're taking calls from Obama supporters. You tell us, do you support Obama, or was that a way to get on the air?
No, I do have a point about Obama. Now, you have to be completely unaware of the situation, what's really going on with the politics. Whether you're for or against Obama is irrelevant. If you go by the fruits of what their actions bear, you'd have to be an idiot to support them. All we're seeing the government do is wars, and we're seeing corruption and robbery of taxpayers. Obama is merely, that's what you should focus more on, and I do agree with that.
Well, the globalist wanted Obama. Why is that? See, if the globalist wanted open borders, I can intellectually tell you why it's bad, but I just automatically am against it. If the globalist want our guns, I can tell you intellectually why I'm against it, but they're against it. I'm against them. You see, I'm pro-gun because they're anti-gun. I'm pro-sovereignty because they're anti-sovereignty, and I have all my reasons for that. They have their reasons. I don't know what you're getting at, Joe. I appreciate your call. I mean, these Obama supporters just... God bless them. Republicans are pretty dumbed down as well, but at least they say they want smaller government and no collectivism ruins people. And then the Republicans are just, basically the other side of the system, and they just move forward as well. But, Democrats, it's about being part of a club. It's about having the Obama sticker, and people go, oh, you're liberal, you're good. No, you support a front guy, a pitch man, for a globalist operation feeding us GMO and fluoride and cancer viruses in the vaccines and radioactive isotopes in the water and launching wars all over the place. And I have Obama supporters. I go, listen, these wars are wrong in person. And they go, you're just sad you lost. And I'm like, no, listen, they're expanding wars. It's really bad. Oh, yeah, you wish Romney would have won. Would he have been better? And I'm like, you need to recognize it's wrong what Obama's doing. Can you at least do that? And they go, no. You're just trying to use that against him because you don't like him. I'm just like, oh, man. And it's the helplessness of them. Jamie in New Mexico, Obama supporter. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. First-time caller, long-time listener. I am forced to support Obama because I am living off of welfare and food stamps. It is real easy to get food stamps. Depending on your employer, it's real easy to get unemployment benefits. I'm making about $100 less than I was. And right now, it's a good thing because I'd probably be on the streets. I'd probably be living with my mom or my brother.
You realize with 50 million people on food stamps, it destroys all the small businesses because only the big businesses are designed to take the money and the cards. And you understand, in the end, you're going to get nothing. I mean, you understand. Just... Have you heard my story of how you domesticate hogs, wild hogs?
The reason why, it's only for this month, because I am currently looking for...
Listen, I'm not saying you're bad. Listen, if people are really down and out, the churches or state government, there should be some form of a safety net. This isn't a safety net. This is a safety noose, sir. And again, you say you support Obama. He's only doing all this to get you dependent so he can get the guns and then drop the hammer. They've already done this in Europe and Mexico and everywhere else. Just so long as you know, it's a trap. I mean, look, there are calories in a butterscotch candy. A small butterscotch candy probably has 50 calories, okay? Do you agree with me on that?
Yes.
Now, a butterscotch candy is not bad in and of itself. If a man opens a van door at a playground and tells a three-year-old whose parents aren't watching him, get in the car, I got butterscotch, should the child get in the car for the butterscotch candy?
Negative.
But, I mean, it's a free candy.
Oh,
I see your point. I was at the EBT, the food stamp place yesterday. People purposefully have kids to get on welfare. People purposefully quit their jobs to get on unemployment. It's too easy. That's why I'm not understanding.
No, I really respect you. Listen, I respect you because when we open these phones up for Obama people, the really arrogant ones call in and are very entertaining. But it's sad to hear real Obama supporters calling and go, I don't have a job and I won't have food. That's what they've done to America that 50 years ago could feed the whole world. And now we can't even feed ourselves. I'm going to skip this network break. I'm bankrupting the network doing this. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. I'm going to skip this network break because I've got to premiere the special report here in a moment and finish up with your calls. And briefly, there'll come a time when the country's so poor, people won't even be able to support us with sponsorship. You won't even be able, your dollar will be so worthless, you won't be able to even get a water filtration system. You won't be able to buy the magazine in bulk to give it out to people. That's their plan. The Bilderberg Group has bragged. Paul has an article out today that they want to make us poor to control us. Making you poor is a tool of total control. And they've done everything they can to shut this country down. Believe me, I know. And it is very, very sad. I just hope listeners will support the broadcast, A, by spreading the word about the AM and FM stations you're listening to, Global Shortwave, Internet Streams, and Infowars.com, the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. I hope you'll send it out to your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter. Get our stories out, folks. Retweet the articles we send out at Real Alex Jones. You have the power, but you have to get aggressive and vote with your dollars and your energy to promote broadcasts like this, these oases of truth, so that we can get the information out to checkmate the globalists. And we're close. Let me tell you, we're in the fight. That's why they're coming down on us, okay? But I mean, it's kind of like a bully starts beating you up, and you get a good lick in, and they go, whoa, this guy can fight. Now the real fight's about to start. Okay? So, I mean, it's on. All right? I mean, I'm here to tell you, this is it. Every expert we talk to says their spotty sense, I just got a complete chill, is off the chart right now. Gosh, yeah, goosebumps on my face. Look at that. I mean, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is gut check time, okay? This is not theatrics here on the radio. This is not a game. And they're going to bankrupt us forever very soon and put us under Agenda 21. They want you on welfare to make you go live in a 200-square-foot house. Room. They're already making welfare recipients take unlimited shots, like 50 a year. All right, I'm going to go to this special report. It's very powerful. We're going to give it a title in the next hour, put it up at Infowars.com. Get it, Facebook it, put it out on Twitter, put it out on YouTube, talk it up, get it out there. Fight the COINTELPRO trying to block our videos, trying to distract people. You cannot be stopped if you take action. Little things turn into big things. Small things can grow like a mustard seed. Big things have small beginnings. So this video is our answer to the demand a plan, Hollywood, Bloomberg, turn in the guns video. And it gets into false flag, democide, you name it, put together by Melissa Melton and the rest of our crew. Here it is.
Northwoods, Gulf of Tonkin,
Gladio,
Kent State,
Ruby Ridge,
Waco,
Oklahoma City,
the World Trade Center,
the Pentagon,
Shanksville,
Hurricane Katrina,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and Furious.
How many more?
How many more?
How many more false flags?
How many more?
How many more government buildings?
How many more innocent people?
How many more?
How many more?
What has been the number one cause of unnatural death in history?
Democide, or death by government, has killed 290 million people on record.
290 million people killed.
Killed.
290 million.
Killed by government.
The government.
The number one killer in history is democide.
Democide.
Democide. Death by government.
Look it up.
Go look it up.
In the 20th century, government murdered four times as many people as were killed in all the international and domestic wars combined.
USSR. 61,911,000 people killed.
Hitler's Germany,
nearly 21 million people killed.
Japan's imperialism, nearly 6 million people killed.
Western colonization killed over 50 million people.
Pol Pot's Cambodia, funded by the U.S. government, 2 million people killed.
China's Communist Party, as many as 76 million people killed between 1949 and 1987.
And the list goes on and on.
So now you know the most dangerous thing to you and your family in the world is government.
Because mass murderers agree, gun control works.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming people is democide.
How many people have died because of Fast and Furious?
No more false flags.
Enough.
Enough.
It's enough.
Now is the time.
It's time.
It's time to realize that when the government takes your guns, people die.
It's time to realize the biggest threat to you and your family is government.
It's time to recognize government is the greatest killer of all time.
It's time.
Demand a plan.
Demand.
Demand a plan.
Demand a plan right now.
As a free human being.
As an American.
As an American.
As an American citizen.
As a patriot.
For your children.
Demand to know why you and your children are forced into gun-free zones while government officials, celebrities, and their children are protected by armed guards.
Demand they show you the word hunting in the Second Amendment.
Demand to know why the government shipped thousands of guns to Mexican drug cartels.
Demand our government stops blowing up federal buildings.
Demand that our troops stop protecting opium fields in Afghanistan and come home.
Demand the government stop this phony drug war.
Demand to know why the Department of Homeland Security bought more than 1.6 billion hollow point bullets with our money.
Demand our government stop poisoning our food supply with genetically modified organisms.
Demand that President Obama stops killing innocent women and children all around the world with his illegal drone attacks.
Demand an end to these unconstitutional wars.
Demand that the TSA stop groping our genitals at the airport.
Demand that the NSA stop illegally spying on all of us all the time.
Demand that toxic fluoride be removed from the water supply.
Demand our politicians uphold the Constitution and Bill of Rights as they swore to when they took office.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act like leaders.
It's time for our leaders to read the Constitution.
It's time for our leaders to obey the Constitution.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Because a well-regulated militia with 10-round magazines wouldn't last very long.
Demand an end to citizen disarmament.
Government-sponsored terror.
And democide.
Democide. Death by government.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
We are sick and tired of our tyrannical government taking away our rights.
Stop stealing our rights.
Our rights.
Our rights.
How many more people does government have to kill?
Enough.
Enough.
Enough already.
Enough.
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 Enough of the people laying down and letting government kill them en masse after disarming them as they've done throughout history over and over again. Enough. Enough to laying down and letting these criminals use us up like slaves. All right, folks, the full video with all the documentation is going up at InfoWars.com in the next 10 minutes. Get it out to everyone you know.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.